As a rule of thumb, don't discuss the merits of a given Sunday morning sermon until you've left the church property. That's our key sentence for today's SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking, as we always do, with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, having read your book, The Sermon-Sucking Black Hole, do you find people wanting to talk to you about their minister's sermon?
Yeah, I do. I've had it happen several times. It's always been in what I call our home church, and it's always a little bit embarrassing because it's like they've discovered a new toy that they're good at evaluating if the sermon is helpful to them. It's just not good in my mind to talk about it in the sanctuary because I've found that sometimes people on the staff will see us there and it's quite an animated conversation. I've said to people, let's not talk about it here in the sanctuary. I appreciate your wanting to do what I say, but this is probably not the right place. And one occasion it didn't make any difference what I said. The person went right on talking. So it's good that the sermon's being evaluated. It's not good that it's being evaluated when people who maybe just preached the sermon or on the church staff recognize me and somebody talking to me in animated fashion. It's not that hard to divert the conversation. The difficulty is the person then doesn't know how to get to me. And I've just become aware that the book, you know, books circulated through the congregation, and I just have to be careful.
So what's a good time to discuss a given sermon?
Well, in terms of the family, that's easy to answer. I mean, there's nothing wrong with talking about it on the way home. In fact, it's a good time if you have people in the car. And that's not in a negative way either. What do you remember from the sermon that's going to be helpful to you? That's a very good question, and I think it should be answered more often than it is. I think going to lunch can be a good time to talk about a sermon. It's easier to talk about it while it's still fresh in your mind than it is sometime through the week, although because we still have what I would think of as family devotions. We meet in the morning as a family, unless one of us has an early breakfast. We're not legalistic about it. Say, okay, when are we going to get this in? But for the most part, through the week, we will have a time when we read scripture and when we have opportunity to talk about the sermon. It's very seldom that a sermon will not be discussed in some way or another. I just say get a little distance. I think that the pastor ought to be pleased that people are talking about what he or she has said. It's just that you don't want to talk about it immediately, and you don't like it if you think it's being talked about it, you're not a part of the conversation. So those are just rules of thumb. Would it be good if every time I preach, people would talk about what I've preached? I would say yes. I'd applaud that. And I would be grateful if they'd say, here are suggestions we have for you. I'm pretty well past my feelings being hurt. If they would say, that was the most stinky sermon we've heard for a long time, I don't even think that would bother me. Maybe it would, but I would probably say, well, that's really interesting. Why do you think it was so stinky? You know, I thought it was pretty good. Help me out here. Most pastors are not used to that and probably wouldn't react the way I do.
How do you keep the discussion from being a roast the preacher session?
It's a good question, and I don't find it that hard. I can tell when it's moved over into a negative, and I can divert that pretty easily just because I've been at this for a long time. You ask questions, again, if you ask the question, what was the subject of the sermon? That's not a negative or positive. It's just a neutral question. What was the subject? And sometimes if you have a discussion, say you're going to lunch with people from the church, you may have three different ideas as to what the subject was. At that point in time, you don't necessarily have to say anything to make a comment because here were three different people heard the same sermon and all of them thought it was a different subject. That's a problem. It ought to be that two people would defer and say, yeah, you're probably right. That was the subject. But that doesn't happen that often. I would say there's a preaching staff at the church where we are, and with three of the four preachers, that's never going to happen, that you'll get different people coming up with different subjects. With one of the ministers, that could happen. I don't like to get in those discussions, and I can divert them becoming negative by saying, you know, communication is not his strong point, but what would you say one of the strong points of this pastor is? When you listen, you're thinking, he is a real prayer warrior, and I understand because he's coming from a different profession and came in late into the ministry, maybe didn't have the same training as other people. What are the things that he really brings to the preaching team? So it's not hard to divert conversations and make them positive. I don't think in my early career, I probably did roast the person preaching things myself. I don't do that anymore. I'm really careful of that. I don't know why. I think that it's just because the Lord has softened me some through the years. I don't think of a roast the preacher session that's gone on for a long time. Can I think of some that did? Yes, when I was in my 30s. Why was that? I think it's because I was an associate and I didn't get to preach that much and I wanted to preach more. And I wanted to show how good I was compared to that guy that just made such a terrible mess of his sermon up there. I was immature. That's not who I am anymore. And, you know, roast the preacher sessions are not a good thing at all. In fact, I don't relate to that at all.
After having spent time discussing the sermon, what should happen next?
Well, one of the things that happens if you're a good leader is that people get good at evaluating. And I think that's to the advantage of the church in the long haul. Because then they can say, this is what helped me. This was not as helpful. The sermon was over my head. That's what I found when I was first starting to get input from people. More than anything else, they were saying, you assume we are way more spiritual than we really are. You assume that we know the Bible better than we really know the Bible. You assume that when you talk about prayer, that we have the same experience prayer-wise and we haven't had negative experiences. We haven't said, I reached out to God again and again on this matter and he never answered that prayer. That frustrated me. Didn't it ever frustrate you? Well, basically, people were saying to me, your sermon is beyond our experience. You need to back up. You need to treat us as not on your level. And that wasn't something that I had heard before. And I just needed to say, you're pushing us too fast and too hard. That was a common thing. So I had to learn to say, if I want this to be accomplished, I have to give 6 Sundays to it instead of 1 Sunday to it, because it's going to take that long for these people to catch up. Were there people who thought then I was treating them like babies? Yeah. But I was in an inner city congregation. If somebody came who had years of experience in church, that person was sitting next to the person that had absolutely no experience whatsoever. And in order to talk, I had to find some kind of a median point there. I was moving too fast and too hard. But the response of the people telling me that was extremely helpful to me. If there is not some kind of word that is eventually getting back to the communicator, even though it's helpful from a listening perspective to try to glean more from what's being said, hopefully you're going to get that dialogue going between the pastor and the parishioners so that the person putting the sermon together, if he's pushing too hard, too fast, learns that from his congregation and then learns to slow down or whatever option has to be.
As a rule of thumb, don't discuss the merits of a given Sunday morning sermon until you've left the church property.
I think that's a good rule. Yeah, I like that. You have to get away to give yourself a little distance. So on the way home in the car, that's all right. Again, you're basically saying, this is what was helpful to me. This is what I'm still confused about. I still don't understand this. But you're saying, did this sermon scratch where I'm itching? You know, or did it seem ethereal? Was it too intellectual? Was it too didactic? Did it lack feeling? But you're basically trying to evaluate in terms of your experience how it related to you. And you're trying to be honest in that. And even then, I still think it's best to get away from the church property rather than to it where the person who preached has opportunity of maybe overhearing. You don't want that to be the case unless he is a part of the group. You don't want to make the person who preached feel like an outsider or feel like people are talking about me behind my back.
And even if you were speaking purely positively about the pastor, just seeing a group of people gathered around you and suspecting that you're evaluating the sermon could create a negative feeling on the part of the pastor that would be totally unnecessary because you're actually talking about some very positive things that
yes.
you heard in the sermon.
But there were misunderstandings because he wasn't involved.
So the key is, yes, indeed, we do want people to talk about the sermon. We want them to talk about what the Lord has spoken to them through that sermon. But we're suggesting that as a rule of thumb, don't discuss the merits of a given Sunday morning sermon until you've left the church property.
Yeah, and we're talking to ministers, but probably giving advice to parishioners. But the kind of advice that a pastor is wise hearing us talk, just to be able to say, I understand what they're saying, and I concur.
We're so glad that you joined us for our SermonCoach.com podcast today. You found our podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We hope you also notice the resources there we have to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons, and we invite you to make full use of those resources. We also invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.